Filmmaker, we've got the perfect guest for you to introduce for us next.
You certainly
do.
Would
you do the honors, Joe?
Yes, because he's going to open up with a Ray Charles song, one of my favorites. Correct? He's got a new album on Rounder Records called Sidemen Serenade. I recommend it highly for the holiday season and beyond. Mr. David Bromberg.
Yeah, it burns the chill. To my eye, when I begin to realize why I cried so much. Since you've been gone, I guess I'm gonna drown in my own tears. I sit and cry just like a baby said. My pouring tears were running wild. Girl, if you don't think you want to come home soon, I guess it's all right. I just have to drown to death in my own tears. Well, I know it's true. Into every line, little bit of rain. But I'm so blue. One month since you've been gone. You don't seem like it's just raining more and more and more and more. Leave me here to suffer all alone. And girl, if you don't think you wanna give me any sympathy, I guess it's all right. I just have to
drown in my. Drown in my own tears.
There's nothing I can do.
Drown in my own tears. Drown in my own tears.
Don't want to drown it. I'm gonna drown in my.
Drown in my own tears.
I'm going down for the in my own, in my own. I'm gonna drown in my own. I'm going down in my own tears. I get to come up here. This is a benefit, you know, and I get to come up here and have my name and my album and all that recommended. Ain't none of us getting paid, and I think the people who are really putting in time on it. This is my friend Butch Amiot playing bass. Roz Fouts. Sheila Safala. Patty Davis. And, I don't have any hungry songs, just hungry licks. But this is important. If you want to pledge, the phone number is 1-800-426-7027. Come down to the United Nations, hear some good music, bring some canned goods and some money, and we'll take them all from you. We'll never hit 17 when you play against the dealer, because you know the odds won't ride with you. And never leave your woman alone with friends around to steal her. Here's our gamble and lost like summer rain. Yeah, yeah. So we just keep rolling on until we get to Vancouver, and the woman I love is living there. It's been 6 long months or more since I've seen her. Made me gamble and lost like summer weight. And in all the beer parlors all down along Main Street, the dreams of the seasons are spilled down on the floor. All the big stands of timber are all ready to fall, and the hustlers sitting watchfully as they wait there at the door. So I work on those toeboats in my slippery city shoes, which I swore I'd never do again. Well, through the great fog-bound strait, where the cedars stand watching, I'll be far off and gone like summer wind. Yeah, yeah. Dreams of the seasons spill down on the floor. All the big stands of timber are all ready for fall, and the hustlers sitting watchfully as they wait there at the door. Oh, she's a woman so fine, I might never try to find her, because good memories are all we've had before, and they should never be changed, because they're all that I'll take with me. And now I've gambled, lost my summer way. Yeah, yeah. Boys never hit 17 when you play against the dealer, because you know the odds won't ride with you. And never leave your woman alone with friends around to steal her. Years are gamble and lost like summer way. Yeah, yeah.
David Bromberg. Can I ask ask you a couple questions about your new album.
Oh, please. I was hoping.
On Rounder, Sideman Serenade, in which you gathered together some of your favorite sidemen in the business. One of them, Mac Rebennack.
Yeah.
Dr. John.
Yeah.
And I want to mention Dr. John is going to be at the Lone Star Roadhouse tonight. He's flying in from Utah, going straight from the airport to the Roadhouse as part of the Hungerthon party that's going to continue through the night, and we hope everyone stops by there as well. Lots of people will be there. But tell us about recording that particular song with Dr. John.
Well, we did it at 3 a.m. It's the Midnight Hour Blues is the name of it. We did it at 3 a.m.
Yeah. Just getting up.
Yeah, it was the right time, the right place, the right people, the right thing.
And the tune was?
Midnight Hour Blues was that one, yeah.
Midnight Hour Blues.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. You will do one more for us,
won't
you?
I'll do one. I haven't done any that I wrote or that are on the album, so I'll do one that I wrote and is on the album.
Okay. David Bromberg on 92.3 K-Rock.
I gotta testify about my love. I'm here to testify about my love.
Testify
about my love. My love for you. People, I got a lover who will stay right by my side. No matter what it is that this old world throws my way. And all I want out of life is to keep that one woman satisfied. Yes, because it's right by my side. Lord, that I want her to stay. And if I come home late in the evening or the middle of the night, I know I'll find her there. We don't argue because the girl doesn't know how to fuss and fight. She does. But I know no matter where I go, what I do in this wide world, she'll always care. And I got to
testify about my love.
I want to testify.
Testify about my love.
Testify.
Testify about my love.
My love for you. Girl, I'll be your father.
Father.
I'll be your brother.
Brother.
I'll be your baby.
Baby.
Sweet midnight love.
And your lover. Testify
about my love. My love for you.
Sing this song. Sing this song.
Because I tell you the truth, I wouldn't come up here and sing this song if it wasn't for the way these women sing. I tell you what, when I wrote the song, when I wrote it, it was a true song. You're trying right from the heart. And I have the kind of love that people will spend their lifetime trying to find. You know, my dumb soul, I had to blow it. I tell you the truth, I ran around on her. You know, it wasn't enough for me to grow in her love. I felt so secure in it, you know. I got this attitude like, I got this in my pocket. What else is out there? I started running around with other women, you know. I don't know if she ever heard, but I'd stay out late at night. She wouldn't complain. She wouldn't say nothing, you know. I'd run around with people she didn't know. She never said a word. I'd stay out for a couple days at a time, and she would not nag or nothing, you know. Finally, one time I came home with lipstick all over my shirt. I put it in the hamper like she was supposed to clean it, and she wasn't about to take it. But she was very plain and simple about it. You know, she came to me with the shirt in her hands, and she looked me straight in the eye. What she said was, David, you can't do me like this. And I said,
testify about my love.
You don't own me.
Testify about my love.
Anybody here ever said that or had it said to them?
Testify about my love.
But let me tell you, innocent children, that is some dumb stuff, that you don't own me stuff. But she was so cool, you know. She looked at me, she didn't say but one word. She said one word. She looked at me, she said, right, right. That's all she said. Well, that's what she did, you know. She figured, she don't own me, I don't own her. She checked out that same accent, you know. She started putting on the glad rags, you know. All them fine clothes she hadn't worn in a while. She would go around the bars, you know, and she started staying out late at night. She started staying out till all hours. She started running around with people I didn't know. Worse, she started running around with people I knew and did not like or trust. I don't know if any of you children have ever found yourself in an unfortunate situation of working the same bar your old lady is working, but one of you got to get out there right away, I'm going to tell you. I stay out late, she stay out later. I stay out later, she stay out later. I come home dawn, the girl still ain't home yet. Finally, she started coming home in different clothes than she left with. And I know something going on. What's going on is this. What's going on is this. The woman learned two things. She learned two things. It's two things. The woman learned. She learned two things. The first thing she learned was that she could get men a whole lot easier than I could get women. That was the first thing she learned. Second thing she learned was that she didn't need my hairy face around the apartment for any reason whatsoever. I come home one morning, find everything I own in brown paper bags outside the door. New locks, new phone number, so long sucker, farewell credit. So maybe you can understand why I'm not too anxious to run up here and sing that song. But I do, when I have these members sing with me, I have to try and find some way to do it. So I wrote a new verse so I can sing with a straight face. I'm going to sing a new verse. I'm in love with a woman, people, who used to love me. Yes, but now I'm just a one of a toy. I know it's blindfolded, and a blind man could see how bad it hides me. No, I'm just one of the boys. But that's a pain I can live with if it's what I have to do. Oh, to be near and part of a life. She can have all the men she wants to and still have my love too. I got no pride no more because I know someday she will want true love, and that day I'll make her my wife. And I gotta testify.
Testify about my love.
Yeah. Testify.
Testify about my love.
Man, here I am in New York City. The girl's gonna come down. She's gonna come see me. I don't think she come here, you know. Cause she wanna be dressed. She want a table. There ain't no tables here at the UN. But if she ever comes to see me, she'll be wearing some smart clothes. She have a couple big guys with her. And they look like refugees from GQ, you know what I mean? Big football player. And she'll be laughing at me. If she comes, she will come to laugh at me. She'll be poking the guy next to her saying, look at that fool up there begging for what I'm sitting on. She'll laugh at me. I know that's what she did. But I don't care. Because I want the woman to come and hear what I got to say. I want her to know and believe from now on, I'll be a new man. I'll be a new man. I won't play those games no more. I won't play those games no more. From now on, I'll be Mr. Johnny on the spot, Mr. Rough and Ready. I will be Mr. Dependable, Mr. Rock Solid. From now on, if you think you might want to see my face, hear the sound of my voice, feel the touch of my hand, enjoy my company for just a few short hours. Honey, you don't have to call me on the telephone. You don't have to write me no telegram. You don't have to send me no goddamn fax, woman. All you have to do.
Is
think about me, baby. Think about me, baby. Just think about me, dog. And before you can say my name out loud, I'll be there for you, baby.
I'll be there.
In a way that I'll be right there for you, baby. I'll be there. In the morning, I'll be right there for you, baby. I'll be there.
I don't care what it is you want to use a man for. Then you want to use a man to do your laundry for you. Then you want to use a man to take out your garbage. Then you got to use a man to move the furniture around your house. I don't care what it is you want to use a man for, baby. As long as the man you use is me. Yeah, I want you. Use me, baby.
Testify about my love for you.
Great God.
David Bromberg. There is nobody like him.
What a performance. That was real sweat, not Cher sweat. Unbelievable.